New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
This is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk.
Yes.
No news, no updates this week.
Just for this week.
This week alone, because this is our little special episode as Haley and I have no idea what's going on in the world of K-pop this week because we are recording from the future because Haley and I are on vacation. So
yes.
We're going to be in Hawaii. So, yeah.
Probably eating a lot of spam musubis and loco moco.
Oh, I'm going to be eating and chowing down on a lot of those pork ribs, like puluhu and the pee-pee-poo-poo.
Pee-pee-kow-lau.
pee-pee-kow-lau ribs. And they have good Korean fried chicken in Honolulu also. There's some secret spots from a place called Itchy Butt.
Yes.
And yeah, we're just going to be eating a lot of desserts, a lot of macadamia nut, like, pancakes from Boots and Kimo. And it's not actually a food episode, so we'll leave it at that. But don't forget, we are still, this might be one of the last weeks of the NMIX and Boy Next Door giveaway. So if you haven't yet, don't forget to sign up for that. We are giving away to a lucky answer and a lucky one door. For NMIX, it's going to be two of the most recent comebacks, like both versions. It's like the Notebook one. You will get two of those. And for the Boy Next Door, what is it, Haley?
It's their last album's digipack, so it's a random member. But the digipack itself is really cute because it looks like a laptop. And then you get stickers, a photo card, the CD, and everything. It's so
like,
cute.
Like the typical K-pop album experience. And we will also, I mean, since we're coming back from Hawaii, you know what? I'm going to just buy a random trinket or maybe chocolate or something. And if you win, you're going to get the albums and you're going to also get something random from Hawaii when we get back. But in order to win, you need to enter first. Haley, where and how can they enter?
Message us on our Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And basically, you have to just tell us who is your bias from each of those groups and the reason why they are your bias.
Simple enough, very straightforward, and it will be fun just to get some really nice comeback albums for our listeners and then for us to find out who you guys like. So as both groups, obviously Haley is a big bias for Boy Next Door,
and I'm wondering,
NMIX is there for me too,
because like for our listeners, I feel like Boy Next Door is still kind of a new group. I feel like, is there anyone out there that is listening to Boy Next Door or are obsessed with them like I am? Because I feel like they're still kind of new. Like, not like, a lot of my friends even listen to them.
Right. I mean, that's true. You could tell because, I mean, there isn't as many entries for Boy Next Door
compared
yet.
Compared to Stray Kids.
Especially when we do, like, those giveaways for the bigger group. So, yeah, it'd be nice to find out more. There's been only a couple, so... I mean, that also increases the chances if there's less people in the pool. So, there's some incentive right there. But, yeah, don't forget to check them out because they're obviously really good. Haley is obviously obsessed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, since we don't really have any news updates because we can't know what the hell is going on 2 weeks from now.
Right.
We will actually do something that we did last year when we had our trip to Japan. Mm-hmm. And we kind of have, like, random K-pop topics.
Right.
And it's kind of fun. It's like kind of juicy. There's some juicy stuff going on. But, yeah, I guess you could say it's just, like, general topics. We're going to go through our top five groups currently.
Yes, because I feel like it's
we did
changed.
This too. We did an episode, I think, when we went to Japan last year.
We did. We talked about our top five.
And...
boy and girl groups.
And it's definitely has changed. So, I mean, like, if this is the first time you're tuning in and we're doing an episode like this, here you go.
Right.
And then if this is the second time, if you were tuning in since Japan, and we did have a giveaway for Japan, so thanks to our listeners that that won and, you know, got the giveaway for that. Mm-hmm. But I don't even remember what I was talking about. I just lost my train of thought. What was I saying, Haley?
For our top five groups for boys and girls.
For Japan, when we had it, it was a year ago. So, like,
a year ago.
Has changed? Yeah, like, that's been a while.
I don't actually even remember who I said.
I know
BTS and Stray Kids were definitely there, but some of the groups that I'm putting on my list now didn't even exist.
Yeah, that's exactly why. And a lot has changed. A lot of different things and a lot of comebacks since then have happened.
Right, and debuts
and comebacks. And it'll be interesting to go. We're going to do one for Haley and for me of boy groups, and then we'll also do girl groups.
Yes.
So top five. The thing is, I was thinking, like, you know, it'd be more dramatic and if we went five and then four, then three, two, one. And then I feel like, you know, one should be the last one. But we're going to go in reverse order, Haley.
Yeah, this time.
This time we're going to go in reverse order because I feel like it makes more sense because the ones at the top, at the pinnacle of our biases, they stand atop there for a reason. And I think a lot of our listeners, for the most part, probably have an idea already.
Right.
It's the ones that, as we keep going lower, that kind of get, you know, it kind of moves around more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's not solidified at that spot.
Even for me, like, number five, it changes. It rotates. So, like, we'll kind of get into, like, the nit and gritty and, like, the details. But I think we should just start off. Let's have this K-pop discussion of top five groups.
Mm-hmm.
Rock, paper, scissors. If you win, boy groups. If I win, girl groups first.
Okay.
What is it? Kai, bai, bo,
yeah,
right?
Go.
Kai, bai, bo. Oh, scissor. Kai, bai, bo.
You win.
I win. So scissors to paper. Sounds like we're doing girl groups first then.
Okay.
Since you lost, you should go first.
Okay. So my top girl group.
Number one.
Who's number one? Is New Jeans.
Wow. Was it New Jeans before too, you think?
I don't even remember who I put.
I don't know.
Like,
either.
I actually want to go back and find that episode and know what I put down for those. Because I don't remember.
So, but New Jeans.
Do
you want to tell us why?
New Jeans, because I love the sound of their music. Like, it's very nostalgic. And growing up, being like in the 90s, I guess, is kind of the sound that they're going for. And every song that has come out has been obviously really, really good. It's not a song where I'm like, oh, I have to listen to it like multiple times before I actually like it. Like every single song they put out is like, once you listen to it, you love it already kind of thing. And I do really like all the members. I probably don't have a bias for New Jeans. I think so.
You know what? This is the thing too. I guess we should have like even also kind of talked more about it because I feel like you can rank like groups and K-pop stuff like based on like sound, their tune, or like, you know, the members, you just like them, you're attracted to them, or
right,
just like the members in general.
Yeah, yeah.
But I, for this one, like our list, we covered all of that. So mm-hmm. if anyone is curious, it's not just like that. Because like honestly, like it's like when I talk about the girl groups too, like after Haley, uh-huh. like from my list, I told Haley it's kind of different too. My list would be different if I'm just choosing idols, like for girls.
Oh yeah.
Like I feel like it would, like I'm like solidified on like a certain five,
mm-hmm.
but then when it comes to the groups are a different order.
Because and of it's their like music.
Because it's the overall group of like mm-hmm. which includes all the members, mm-hmm. like the music mm-hmm. and just, you know, just like, and when you include all the members, that includes all obviously like their personalities,
right.
and what you've seen mm-hmm. of them. So I feel like it's like a whole mesh. So it's like a summary, and I feel like, yeah, so we're not just basing it on just like one thing, like, oh, we just like the music. It's everything.
Right.
So that's what we're coming in with. Mm-hmm. So number one, New Jeans for Haley. Number two.
Oh, am I going all down the list? Or yeah. Can we go one to one?
You want
to
do that?
I think so. Otherwise, okay. I'm going to be talking too much.
Oh, Haley. Of course, Haley hates talking too much.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we should go back and forth each one.
Number one for me. Can you guess?
Oh, I wonder.
I wonder too.
It's obviously New Jeans.
It's 100%, 1,000%, easily New yeah. Jeans. You know, to be honest, like musically, it's the same thing. Like mm-hmm. it was so unique. And different for, like, what I guess K-pop is supposed to be.
Right.
Like, what people kind of, you know, think of K-pop as.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, like, I think that's what attracted me to the sound. Because, I mean, it is K-pop. And,
doesn't But it sounds but nostalgic, at the same time, doesn't it's like,
it? It does have a retro sound.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, that's obviously the target audience. Like, us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, us.
Because, like, if you... I think we've talked about it before, too. Like, for Seasons Greetings. Like, their Seasons mm-hmm, Greetings... Mm-hmm. Like, their first one ever. And just, like, the music video and vibes itself, it's just, like, really geared towards, like, 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, definitely.
We're the target demographic.
It's like, they weren't even alive yet.
And yet, they are the ones, like, taking our money.
Right.
Or are we giving them the money?
We're giving it to them.
It's probably both. But that's, like, the main... Like, that's obviously, like, in terms of music-wise, like, I could throw on any of their songs... And I just know them, and I enjoy the song, right? Like,
right.
And for like when I work, when we drive around, like I could just throw them on. And then the thing about the members, I've watched a lot of their shows, obviously. Mm. And it's like the members have grown on me a lot just because even from the first time I started watching their stuff, it's just like I feel like it kind of typically is like this too because you kind of get used to seeing them and they're just like normal people, right?
Right.
But it's nice to see the like the personalities come out and like who's funny and everything. And that's why like Minji even rose up even more and became my bias kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just the more I got to know her as a person, like, you know, during these interviews, during the like all the... All their side quests,
yeah,
I guess you could say.
Shows.
Yeah, so, I mean, overall, I like all the members, too. Like, the personalities, all of them, like, they mesh well together. And honestly, like, I have really no bad things to say about the group itself.
Right.
So, there you go.
And then, because, like, I feel like when you get into a group at first, you are initially attracted to their appearance.
Oh,
if you're picking a bias.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because you don't know anything about the members at all because you haven't watched anything. So, like, your first initial pick?
The thing is, oh, that's true because I didn't say bias and stuff. But Minji, yeah, is my bias. But initially, it's not even just look like it for me. Even some of the other groups,
mm-hmm.
it's like I was always attracted to the dancers.
Like,
remember we would watch the music videos and then, like, I could tell, like, who the dancer is, like, the main dancer.
Right.
And it's like I was, like, you know, kind of leaning towards them. And Hani was one of them. It's just all the members are actually really good, though.
Right.
I feel like Hani and Hayden. Are the two members that stand out, like, dancing-wise. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, vocally, it would probably be, obviously, like, Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
Hani is good, too. And Hayden.
Right.
Right? But then, like, even Hayden has, like, her, like, times where, like, she hits, like, certain, like, middle notes
mm-hmm.
that, like, I really like. And it, like, sounds good. She has really good, like... She has, like, really good lines for songs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And plus, you've seen her move her feet. She can move.
Right, right.
But overall, I think, yeah, it was Hani initially.
Uh-huh.
And I still like her. It's not like I don't like her.
No,
like,
no.
Her personality is, like, super funny and quirky, too. Mm-hmm. But then, like, I've grown to, like, really like how Minji is.
Yes.
Like, and a lot of her, like, how she acts and her witch laugh is, like, funny to me. I like it. And then also, like, Hayden has been, like, growing up. Because, like, I feel like initially I think I kind of did like Hayden too, like, when I biased Honey. But it's just she was, like, underage then. And it's, like, I didn't want to feel that way. So I was, like, kind of, like, pushing myself back. But now that she's, like, caught up and she's fine now, it's like, oh yeah, I really like Hayden. Like, I've come out of the closet, I guess. But I've really liked her too, because she's so weird. Her personality is so funny.
She's always, like, out a lot,
quirky. It's like I'm attracted to, like, that type of personality, because it's different when, you know, like, you're talking about, like, being attracted to a group and members. Like, if you're attracted to, like, the opposite gender.
Right.
Too. There's, like, a different element compared to you biasing. Like, when we go over guy groups, it'll be a completely different story. So that's number one for me. Number two for you.
Number two for girl groups. It was kind of hard, honestly, to pick my order, because I do like these last three groups.
Like, it's pretty, kind of close. Yeah, it's so pretty close. Right?
But then recently it is Le Sserafim. Just because I do like all the members as well as a whole, and then their music.
And you like Garlic, right? Because all the girls are Garlic.
Yes, exactly.
All the Garlic girls.
Yes. So, I mean, I honestly feel like all the members are super pretty, and I can't choose a bias for them, honestly.
Really? I thought you were like, liked Kazuo because she had
the ballet thing. Okay, so when we first got into them, like, I did initially really like Kazuha because she was a ballet dancer and I did ballet as well. But then the more that I found out about Sakura, I feel like she's very, very similar to me.
You, to be honest.
Like,
she's
personality-wise, and then just, like, her interests.
She's a weeb.
She's a
weeb. Boomer.
She's a gamer. She plays a lot of games. She has a PC setup.
And she would do this stuff, like, in the variety shows. Like, Haley has seen these clips where, like, all the other members are, like, dancing and karaoke and partying.
Yeah, and
she's
just be sitting.
Like, on like, the lazy man, lazy boy couch thing. And then
just observing. And that's exactly how I am as well. Plus, she likes doing, like, arts and crafts, too. And I like doing that stuff. I don't crochet, but then I do my own.
So it's not an OT thing, but it's, like, those two kind of at the top, you
would
say?
At the top. I don't even know if it's Kazuha anymore, because I really like Eunche.
Oh, see, like, okay, so what happened with Eunche? Like, how did this come about?
When we saw her in person
at
BlizzCon,
right.
I was just like, wow, she's really cute.
Just like how she is?
Yeah.
Like, looks-wise?
Yeah, looks-wise.
Like,
looks-wise.
Oh, okay. See, that makes a difference. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, I can't really say that they're my biases, but I do like them probably
prefer,
a little bit,
like,
more
than the other members. I mean, you can say, like, who do you like more, Kura or Eunche?
Probably Kura, just because she's, like, so similar to me.
She's more relatable kind of thing?
Super relatable. I mean, she's freaking weeb, and then she plays games and shit like that, and she showed her PC setup, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, so she's, I think she's at the top then. Yeah. I think you could consider her bias. So your record is not even Zuha anymore.
I think it's Eunche. Yeah.
You like, wasn't it surprising? Because I remember when I told you, I'm like, her voice is kind of deep too, like, when she talks.
I was surprised too. I was like, there's no way that she looks so, like, cute, and I don't know, like, I would expect her to have a higher pitch voice, I guess.
But when she talks normal and gets excited,
she has
my
a very
god,
low,
like,
voice.
It's like Felix.
She's a Manche.
Manche for a reason. It's
like,
not the Mangne. It's because
she has a low voice.
Manly, I guess. But yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, so that's my second one. And obviously, like, I really like their music, too.
Like, it's not like, I know what
it's
you mean.
It's not like New Jeans where I'm just like damn, this is, like, so amazing. Good. But then, like, Le Sserafim, like, you have to listen to it a couple of times, and I'm like, okay, actually, this is really catchy. Because I've been just singing, like, their freaking random
just,
songs.
In my head is
it's
Garlic. Even though it's girly
too.
Girls. I know all the girls are girly, girly.
Oh,
girling,
the girly
girls. But in my head, it's like all the girls are Garlic. And Garlic girls. I like girl groups, and I like Garlic. So.
Yes. So what about you?
Well, with all that said, you would think it's Le Sserafim, but no.
Let me guess. Is it Twice?
It's still Twice.
Okay,
still is right there. They're right behind New Jeans. Twice kind of, like, I know Blackpink was, like, the first group I started listening to, but then Twice was also, like, the group that, like, I really started watching like their variety shows, because they had more content. Let's be honest, you know, like JYP cranks out a lot of content for all their artists, and they're always like, they're working hard.
And like, I feel like overall for Twice, you like their sound more too.
A little bit more, yeah. Like the music sounding, it's like more like pop. More bubbly and poppy, mm-hmm. definitely. Like more upbeat,
more bubblegum.
And then like I think overall, like yeah, as soon as I started hearing more of the songs, I'm like, oh, their discography is probably like 10 times the size of Blackpink's.
Oh yeah.
So there's like way more to listen to, even though they've come out like fairly around the same time, generation.
Right.
But it's just the type, it kind of shows the big differences between agencies. Groups and agencies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the amount of the content you get cranked out depends mm-hmm. on the agency. YG, right. obviously, YG stans understand that there's going to be lapses and moments of periods where you're just starving.
You don't even hear from them for like 5 years.
Starving for content. Right. But then Twice, it's like you'll always have something.
Yeah, there's always something.
You're always like really well fed. And mm-hmm. and that's why I think also that helped out a lot. I like all the music. I like even like their Japanese comebacks and all that. And the sound overall. And of course the members. Like, you know, like even though I may have my qualms with Momo because she may not have enjoyed a certain meme, and she took it personally.
Right.
And took it out on us during the actual concert. Which
out
was
on you.
Us, because you were sitting next to me.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, where she completely ignored our section, like, the whole night, till, like, at the end, where she kind of made peace with me and waved, and then mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're right now. But, like, right. I mean, all the other members, too, it's, like, it's nice having a lot of members. You could choose from a lot. It's, like, you know, because Sana's my bias. Let's get that out of the way. Mm-hmm. Everyone probably should know that by now. It's because of like personality, because I think I'm drawn to personality a lot, and same with Minji, right? Mm-hmm. I guess I didn't mention it enough, but it's like the personality of that member. So Sana's super like, she can be like really like a dumb blonde airhead sometimes.
Yeah, she is
but
an airhead.
She's so thoughtful and funny and cute in her own way. She's very sus too.
Yeah.
Very sus with the
she's
other members.
She's probably bi, to
she
be
might
honest.
Be, and I would not be surprised. But it's just like, it's really like, I like her a lot, just her personality, and then just the energy and type of vibe she brings, even to the other members. You could tell all the other members like act differently with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like she brings up like the energy level, and I enjoy that. That type of personality. She's always like fun, and for the most part, like, you know, like sus, even when bad stuff happens to her,
like more positive,
she can at least try to like, you know, bring herself up and not bring anyone else down with her. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate it. And I mean, come on, like on 16 she was like cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Like she did like a food thing, so I'm like, oh my god, she's awesome. And she was still like chubby back then, like cute chubby. So that was really, that was,
yeah,
like,
I feel
one
like
of the
a
things.
Lot of the members
a lot of them were like, I mean, even Jihyo, but yeah. It's like, yeah, they've come a long way, and they've matured very nicely. Mm-hmm. Aging like fine wine and cheese, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
I like my cheese.
Yes, not wine.
Wine, maybe church wine, because that's all I really drank. I mean, there's some certain, like,
right, yeah.
We'll get into that. That's like rosés and some other stuff. Like, I like the sweet, sparkly, bubbly
right.
wines.
Not the ones
not
that taste like alcohol.
Yeah. Me, if you'll come to find out, me and Haley, we would drink milk tea over alcohol.
Right. Yeah.
Basically,
I'd rather have water too.
So that's my second group. Twice is still up there, and plus the interactions. Holy shit! Let's talk about that really quick too. Like, just really quick, the interactions from like our concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of their stocks just jumped up for us. Or
oh
for me.
Yeah, like Nyeon
being able to like, yeah, Nyeon like baptizing us, but even like all the attention like I got from like different members, and like Chewy gave us a lot of stuff
Chewy.
Too. She was, we like, that's what kind of made me grow more. I mean, congrats also on her solo debut. But, like, she grew a lot more on my radar.
Right.
Because she actually was, I was like, oh, she's really nice and cute. She was, like,
she was very attentive,
Yeah. And you could tell, like, even from, like, watching them, like, you could tell the ones that are less attentive to, like, to the audience. They see the audience as more, like, in general. Like, it was, like, Mina. Sorry if you hear our, the washing machine, because Haley put in the wash.
It's fine. It's okay. It's singing nice songs.
But, like, Mina and Jonghyun, they don't, like, do the whole thing. Even, like, I feel like Chaeyoung sometimes too, like, but like Sana, Nyeon is really good. Mm-hmm. Nyeon like looks at
she's
each
everything.
Person in the crowd individually. Sana too, like, oh man, it's like, it's a complete, like, when you get these type of interactions up close from with your idols,
mm-hmm.
it makes it I mean, it jumps through the roof.
Like, and I feel like it depends on the person, too. Because, like, there are some people that they just accept that their bias is not going to give them attention.
That's true,
and too. They like it like that.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
A different type of breed of people.
I need to be babied and, like, I need attention.
I want the attention, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Tana up there, and I'll just throw my records. It's Nayeon and Jiho. Mm-hmm. To be honest, it's always, like, it's between those two. And if I have to say records, Che has, honestly, we've been robbed all these years until, mm-hmm. like, they grew out her hair and, like, styled her a lot better.
And she lost weight.
She did, but having the long hair,
it helped her face.
I guess, but like, yeah, the hair didn't help before either.
It didn't.
But Che Young, Dubu, like Dahyun, is funny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Chewie a lot too. To be honest, mm-hmm. like, I feel like, you know, they're the ones always like wrecking.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I guess I had three tiers.
I guess I'll go. I mean, because we're still speaking of Twice. Twice is my number three.
Oh.
Because I really like their music.
Well, of course. Mm-hmm. Twice is Twice.
Their music is just... It's the type of genre of music that I like to listen to. It's very bubbly and cute and happy and fun.
They have a lot of good mm-hmm. tracks. For reals, though.
And then for my bias, it's Nayeon. And it has been Nayeon since day one.
Day one, right?
Yeah. And the reason why was because... She has bunny teeth, and I have bunny teeth, too. And then she decided to get rid of her.
I know. Oh, man. With those
and it
veneers.
Made me so sad. I mean, she still kind of has it, but it's not as noticeable.
Bunny, for sure. Like, the teeth are, like, has been grinded down or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, because the reason why I liked her, too, because, like, the bunny teeth, of course, because I had that as a kid, and I used to get made fun of.
Oh.
By my family and cousins for having like bunny teeth.
Your family that was making fun.
Right. Not my,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
did they just give you
carrots?
They gave me Bugs Bunny because I love Bugs Bunny too. And as a gift for my birthday.
Like
a plush. And then they were like, oh, look, you guys are twins because you have the same teeth.
That's
and
awesome.
Like, as a kid, like, of course, I get so sensitive and I would cry about it and get upset. But then, so like, But then, like, when I saw Nayeon and, like, she's obviously an idol and she's pretty and then, like, you know, popular. She's in, like, this huge group, Twice. I know that when they just came out, but obviously they were still up there because they were at JYP. I was like, oh, my God. So, like, even if you have bunny teeth, you can be an idol kind
of
thing.
You can make it.
So that was my initial thought. This was so long ago, too. And I think it was they came out with Ooh Ah. That was their debut song. Yeah,
right.
So that was the first time that I saw them. And yeah, ever since then, she's just always been my bias.
And honestly, like, Nayeon was not even on my radar. But then the more I got to know her and the more we saw her and interacted with her, she like climbed up. Plus, she is one of the members definitely aging like fine wine for me too.
Yeah, and then like she's funny
good.
Too.
She's so dumb funny. Like funny, dumb. Oh, yeah, because I watch a lot of their stuff
yeah.
too. But yeah, she's dumb.
Yeah.
But she's like when she gets married, she needs to be babied. You have to take.
I think so too.
You have to take care
Which
of her.
Which is fine.
Basically,
because
her roommate is Momo. Momo cooks,
does
feeds
everything
her, does
for
everything
her.
For her.
Which is what you do for me.
So I guess you are more similar than we thought.
Yeah. So moving on, number three for you.
For me, it's flipped with you.
LaSeraphim.
So LaSeraphim is my number three. I really like. Like, even when they debuted, I mean, shoot, I still miss Garam, to be honest. Still sad about that.
Mm.
But, yeah, when they debuted, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, you're right. Like, they all look good to
right.
me, too. They were all really pretty.
Yeah.
But the sound was different, too.
It was
really, like, a different, but sound that I liked. Because it had more of this, like, more, like, hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
More, like, this Americanized kind of sound-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, like, when I was in college, I listened to a lot of, like, hip-hop and,
right.
you know, did all of the, all that kind of stuff. So I really enjoyed their sound a lot. And it's, like, I feel like even there's other songs that sound, like, weird at first.
Right.
I feel like I caught on to them. I'm like, you know what? This
yeah,
is a pretty good
exactly.
song. Like, the Bluebeard's Wife.
Oh,
like,
I mean, that's such a good song.
It's a good song.
It's and so catchy.
I went straight to that song, even though I think the title track, I don't remember if it was... If it's Anti-Fragile or if it was...
I think it's Anti-Fragile.
Was it Anti-Fragile for that
so.
One? It might have been. Because, yeah, I like going straight to... They have amazing B-sides.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I really appreciate. Plus, all the members look amazing. I really probably mentioned that, but right. I can't emphasize it enough.
Yeah.
I also like Yunjin. She's my bias, but I just like her a lot because she's funny as hell. Probably being American helps because she understands like
all the jokes.
The jokes and like that kind of that type of stuff and like just how she like presents herself.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like confidence, but she's so like goofy and funny.
She is.
And like I love it when she like laughs because it's like one of those contagious laughs, and she's like dying. Like she looks like she's like dying when she's like laughing, and she has like the best reaction. She always like wears her like heart on her sleeve, so right. even when she's eating something spicy or hot, you could tell she's like, oh, like my face
she's
is like
very
burning.
Expressive.
Very expressive. So she's my bias. I think my wrecker is I like Yunche a lot because she's super cute too, and just like how she handles herself. Plus, like we've been seeing her a lot because she's also one of the current hosts on one of the music shows too. And I think behind that is like next to that, it's like Chaewon Sakura thing too. Because I mean, Chaewon is like funny too.
She's poo poo.
She's like she's the most like she should be the mangne, born to be the mangne, but like ended up
forced to be
the
leader.
Leader.
I forget that she's the leader. Sometimes I always think it's Yunjin.
Yeah, right. Or I think it's Sakura.
Yeah,
she's
it's like
the
one
mother
of those
that takes
two.
Care of them.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, so I like Chaewon just because she's so bubbly and like you said, poopoo. It's like that's like her nickname because she's so like ooh, so cute, like little poopoo, like Chaewon. She like does all these things like super like cutely and cutesy, right? Like even when she did Pikachu,
right, right.
And I think Sakura for the same reasons for you. Like she and plus she's like been an idol since she was 12, even though it was like an AKB in Japan and shit. She's like
she's
relatable. Been an idol more than half her life.
Right. Crazy.
So props to her. And Kazuha is I mean she's like ballet, but man, she works out. You could like you
great
could
cheese
you could
on
do
her abs.
You could use her abs as a chopping board.
Right.
And it'll break the knife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's me for that. Let's see. Number four for you.
Four is Blackpink.
Oh, very nice. I like
so, I feel like with a lot of, I mean, like the smaller groups, it's easier for me to just be an OT stan for all of them. Because I do think all the members of Blackpink are very, very pretty.
I get it.
And then my first... When I first got into Blackpink, my bias was Lisa because she she's just so badass.
She is.
The way that she raps, the way that she like presents
herself,
her style, her swag.
Whole, like, aura,
she
right?
has
she got that
swag.
Aura. A lot of swag.
Like for the longest time, she was my bias. But then when we saw them in concert a few years ago.
Uh-oh, that always... This changes a lot when you get to see them up close, for reals.
Rosé became my bias because she was so attentive towards me and she was, like, paying attention to me and everything. And then she just shot up for me. I mean, she should have been up there anyway because, like, she's from Australia as well. I mean, like, New Zealand.
Same land,
yeah,
right?
Same.
It's funny because like people think that
like
you guys have shit against each other, but you guys are.
But I mean, like she grew up in Australia, and then she was like raised in New Zealand,
something
right?
Like
something
that.
Like that. I mean, because like her accent sounds Australian, not New Zealand. But yeah, so I mean, after seeing them and like having those interactions with her, because like she came over to where we were, and then they were singing. Was it Type of Girl? I think it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I think
then
so.
she waved at my camera and everything was like looking at me and stuff.
Why
like,
did you
oh,
post
man.
That?
I did.
I don't remember.
A long time ago when we saw them 2 years ago. But yeah, so like obviously Lisa is still probably like my wrecker because like I love her music, her swag, and just the way that she looks. She's so freaking cool. But then I think Rosé, just because of like her personality, is more relatable to mine. She's very sweet. She's an I'm not saying that I'm an earth angel, but she's...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my friends say that I'm very angelic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Joko might say something different to that. But, like, I think that I am very, like, empathetic and nice towards people.
Joko, I like how you laugh.
Because
I didn't do anything.
Because Joko gets, like, he gets to see everything. But then,
that's
yeah.
one of the perks, I guess.
But then the thing is, like, yeah, Rosé is like that, too. And I think that's why she became my bias, too. I feel like it's just whoever's, like, more relatable to me, I think.
Interesting.
As well.
And it's like,
it seems like that.
For me, it's like I like the funny, weird ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
Which
the thoughtful ones, too. I guess it's my turn?
Yeah.
Let's just do it at the same time because it's mine is Blackpink as well.
Mine is similar.
The actually. Thing is, it's like, oh man, like they are close to an OT stan the more I got to know them.
Right.
Like Jennie was at the top for me. Mm-hmm. Jennie is still on top for me.
Right.
Just because I like how she presents herself. And I feel like she's almost like the underdog sometimes because she has so much like haters and stuff.
Yeah, she does.
So it's like makes me want to root for her and like fight for her
exactly,
more.
Yeah.
It, like I kind of like go for that. But she's actually super like funny and thoughtful.
She is
the
really
The more
nice.
You get to know her.
I don't know why people hate
she's
her
so
much.
She's so thoughtful. And I really appreciate it. Like, you know, she really thinks of the fans and goes out of her way for them too. And because I mean, people say like, oh, she's probably lazy. But it's like, man, like, if I was like working the hours and all that shit that they do, I'd be tired as fuck too.
Right. She's just being real.
She's just being real, yeah. But at the same time, like, you know, all the other members, like, it was kind of just like, I like Jisoo because she was funny, and obviously
she's
super
so
pretty.
Funny.
But she's really funny. But, like, I know, like, how much I like Lisa because she's a dancer, and then mm-hmm. Rosé is the main vocalist.
Right.
So each of them had their own type of things for me. But then when we got to see them,
uh-huh.
it's a different story, mm-hmm. too. Like, honestly, Lisa jumped up. She might mm-hmm. be just near the Wrecker level with mm-hmm. Jisoo is, like, my Wrecker, actually.
Right.
I feel like they're really close because Rosé gave you all the attention.
Uh-huh.
The thing was, I got all my attention from Jennie gave me good attention. Plus, we talked to them,
right?
That was
right.
like one of
when
the best
meet and greet.
The meet and greet, that was the best meet and greet and the best K-pop experience I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to YG for doing it right for the tours.
Only for Texas.
Everything
else got ruined.
Allowing
that.
Us the opportunity
right.
at, you know, to do that. Yeah,
that's true.
Everyone in the U.S. just ruined it for the rest of the
right.
people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the hell happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always nice, like, going to the first concert. And we had that great experience. Like, they took their time. We talked to them.
Mm-hmm.
Got to know them. Even Rosé was there, too. Like, Lisa went by really quick. But besides that, like, we had the better interactions here in L.A.
Right.
Where Lisa was playing the Kai Bai Bo with me. Like,
uh-huh.
Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, she played with me twice. I didn't
exactly.
even think I would.
She came back.
I was like,
at
what the fuck?
End
she's
for encore.
It's, I saw this, like, off the corner of my eye. Because, like, when you're in Barricade, you pay attention not only to the idols, but to everyone kind of around you. There's some other people that had a rock, paper, scissors
sign.
But she didn't even play with them. But she came back to me again. So I was like, oh, she gave
Very
me this
cool.
much attention. Like,
yeah.
she has to be up there. And then honestly, Jisoo is like, she reminds me of Nayeon. Like, when she performs live, she like looks at like everyone as
mm-hmm.
well. And then she like individually like saw us and like had the Pikachu hat when we saw them in LA.
Right.
And she even like pointed at us before like when they were doing one of the songs,
mm-hmm.
I think Type of Girl, I think it was. I'm not too
As
sure.
Well. The same one.
But it's like, you know, like, it's just like the interaction. I'm telling you, like, the interactions and getting all this type of stuff. Like, because Blackpink was, I think, if you asked me, like, 4 years ago or something,
mm-hmm.
they were my number one group.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
because
5 years ago.
Because NewJeans didn't exist.
NewJeans didn't exist. Twice, I didn't know as much or listen to them as
mm-hmm.
much yet. But with, yeah, so Blackpink is always, I feel like I can never get them out of my top five.
They're, right.
They have, like, a special place. You know when you have that special place for your, like, that one group?
Oh, yeah.
That, like, helped start it all and, like, all that stuff. And
mm-hmm.
that's what NewJeans, what Blackpink is
uh-huh.
for me. So, see, I obviously have NewJeans in the
right.
in my mind all the time. But, yeah, Blackpink, still
mm-hmm.
number four. They're always, like I said, awesome. Now let's get to the interesting part.
So number five, I don't have anything down.
See, number five is
because
interesting.
Because it interchanges a lot
and
for
both
of us.
And
I think.
Feel like that's like the thing. I guess we could probably talk about it at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like kind of based on, I feel like a lot of it has to do with comebacks.
Yeah, who's promoting.
Who's currently promoting. Like if
who's
the song
relevant.
Is good and like we enjoy the comebacks because.
Mm-hmm.
My current one is NMIX,
because
we've also been seeing them a lot. We had I had that amazing interaction with the High Touch,
right?
Or
right.
the quote unquote High Wave
at KCON.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen them a lot. A lot of like one of our friends, close friends, he's like biased. That's his alt group is NMIX.
Yeah.
So I get a lot of NMIX content on my feed
right.
and through him,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like and they're funny too. I
mm-hmm.
like. The amount of members. Having a lot of members helps a lot because it's like keeps it entertaining too.
Right.
And I think overall, yeah, I really like NMIX and they're number five for me currently. And right now, my bias, oh man, it's like a three-way. I think it's Kyujin, Jiwoo, and Suliyun.
Mm-hmm.
Like them three. But right behind them is Lily and Haewon.
yeah.
And
Haewon's
and
so
Bae.
Funny.
Like to be honest, like yeah, because Bae is like best friends with Minji.
Right.
I think we talked about
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Haewon is funny as fuck. She's really pretty too. And then Lily's really pretty because I guess I'm attracted to half Australian, half Asian girls. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm looking at, staring at Haley right now. So, I mean, and plus Lily's funny because she's super quirky and like super unhinged. She says the random stuff. Like, but then like, I like Jiwook. She's funny. Kyujin personality and funny mm-hmm. too. And obviously Sullyun is the daughter of Sana and Chewy. So
yeah. And it's like, you can only really go into these details is if you watch their shows. If you know shows.
Them. Right. You have to get to
because,
know them.
Because, like, if you're just doing it on, like, surface level, like, oh, I know I feel like their songs and their names.
People
that's
go straight
it.
To, like, Sullyun a lot just because, yeah. you know, like, the like
of course,
the visual
features.
Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. For me, I mean, what is it, like, fifth? Who's fifth for you? Then we could cut.
I actually don't even know. Like, it honestly interchanges.
You want to know my list?
It could be Ive. It could
see?
Be
yes,
Anmik.
See, Ive is another one, too. Like, Ive... Like, when we were recently seeing them, plus, like, when Wanyoung, you know, like, Wanyoung is, like, she is, like, I know she's, like, one of those goddesses,
right?
But she's super nice, too.
Right, she's
so,
very
like,
nice.
She has personality with, obviously, the looks. I like, even, like, Lisa is, like, I think my wrecker with mm-hmm, Liz. Mm-hmm. Another group is Stacy.
Oh, my God. Stacy? How could I forget? I love Stacy.
Yeah, we like Stacy a lot. Like, we, you know, like...
She, I mean, Isa even picked me and gave me a Polaroid. Like, I want a Polaroid because of my outfit.
And, like, their music is good, too. Although it's the most recent comeback, I...
Was disappointed.
I'm going to say, like, it was disappointed as a Swift.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, everything up. Because I loved... Bubble.
Right.
Like, everything
was
just
so
climbing.
Good.
It was so, like, refreshing, and, like, the energy was a great...
And then Cheeky Icy thing, and I was like, what is
and
this?
And I know some people like it. I'm like, I'm glad people like it, because you need to have some
but
people to like it.
But the majority didn't.
So...
Because the sales were bad.
I mean, there's that. And then, you know, another group for me? Mm. XG. I've been getting into XG.
I would put XG up there, too.
And it's like... I love the music. I know they're not supposed to be technically K-pop, but hello, they're promoting Korea. They're from Japan, and they speak English, so it's like,
right.
I don't care. They're, like, promoted at, like, K-pop-ish, technically.
Yeah.
So
what about aespa?
Well, that's another group, but mm-hmm. XG, I was just going to say, I think my bias is Hinata,
mm-hmm.
I like, and Jiren mm-hmm. a lot.
Yeah, so for all Yours these is, groups, I just... Honestly, I don't
it's just
really
like you don't
have a bias.
It's, like
it's just like I enjoy
all around
all the members, and I enjoy their music, their music videos, and everything. Because like I'm very surface level with all of these groups. I don't watch any of their content. It's just whatever pops up on my IG. Maybe there's like short reels and like stuff from their variety shows and stuff. But it's not like I'll go out of my way to watch like a whole episode
right.
kind of thing.
And then. Shit, aespa. I like Karina. Mm-hmm. I like Winter. Mm-hmm. And then Giselle's grown on me a lot. She's like, honestly, like, I like Karina. Like, she's my bias. But it's so, this is another group where I feel like it's so close to an OT stand. Because
right.
all the members, like, even, like Ning Ning, they're all like funny mm-hmm. and quirky mm-hmm. in their own ways. Because I've watched their shows too.
Yeah.
So I've gotten to know them. So this is like when they hit number five for me, like, when, you know, they have comebacks and all that stuff going on. And there's still one more, Haley. I like Baby Monster. I like Baymon a lot because I start like a lot of my other our other K-pop friends are into them, and so I get a lot of reels and I get fed them a lot too.
I mean, they're so. Their songs are good. Obviously,
like,
what about Eyelet?
And then the other thing is Eyelet too. I mean, okay, so with Baby Monster, like you know YG things, like Ahyeon reminds me of Jennie
mm-hmm.
mixed with Hyunjin.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chiquita reminds me of Lisa. And then just like some of the other members are just like Ruka is like a Japanese kind of like version of like kind of she has like Minji features mm-hmm. with like a little bit of like even like Jisoo and Jennie. So mm-hmm. it's just like it really depends. But like honestly, it's just number five is that interchangeable spot.
Right.
And it looks like it's for you too.
Yeah, because I can't decide. I was like, I don't even have a number five spot, actually.
Well, this is longer than I thought, but
I told you it was gonna go.
This is gonna be a good time to take your water break. Don't forget to also follow us. Hit that notification bell. You're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast every Thursday. We do have episodes, and we're always talking about K-pop. And we will be back, of course, next week with a regular episode where we talk about a lot of news and comebacks and all the stuff going on currently in the K-pop world. And don't forget to sign up for our giveaway for NMIX and Boy Next Door, where Haley will tell you where you could catch us there.
Find us and DM us on our Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes.
Tell us who your bias is. From NMIX and Boy Next Door, and the reason why.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Simple enough.
New year, same great savings. all in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
And with that said, I think it's time we could talk about top five boy groups.
Yeah.
Should we? How do you want to do this? Do you want me to go first this time?
I think. Yeah, you can go first.
We'll start at number one. We'll do the same order from... You know, top to bottom.
Right, right.
For me, you know, I had to really kind of think about this.
Yeah, you had a hard time.
For number one, as Haley yawns as she's home.
Sorry.
Haley.
Okay.
Okay, stop. number one for me is BTS.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of were my gateway, even though I've seen I saw G-Dragon before I even got into K-pop. I went with you.
Yeah, but like he's honestly, my favorite. So.
What got me kind of more into K-pop was you watching all those Run BTS episodes.
Yes.
You know, like right before the pandemic and was then, like, getting started.
Also, like their dance practice videos.
That's what true. The dance practice videos is
what caught your attention, I think.
What grabbed me.
Yeah.
I loved seeing their behind the scenes, like, dance practices.
Videos.
It looked really good. Yeah. Like, it was, not even behind the scenes, but it's just the full on dance practice videos from their old stuff.
Right. Because, like, they're so in sync. Like, they're so clean, so clean, so smooth. Like, it's just. He was, like amazed by it.
You forget how good they really are sometimes, just because it's been so long and they've been doing so much.
Right.
And just too much going on, which it's a good thing because they feed you.
Right,
like,
yes.
Army's fed well even when they're in the military.
Right. It doesn't even feel like they're gone because we're being fed every day.
Jin is back. Jin is and literally, back. We're getting fed with the G-Cook show.
Every Thursday. Yeah.
We're getting fed with, like, even like. RM just had his thing that release with
Megan Thee Stallion,
which we'll talk about in the regular episode for the week. And of course, Run Jin.
Right.
It feels like they haven't left. And honestly, like for me, the music. Honestly, the dancing is one big part that drew me to them.
Mm-hmm.
What made me stay too is the music. All their songs are certified bangers. Like. All their title tracks and they have such good B-sides too.
They
like
do.
Honestly,
I feel like some of their B-sides, I'm like, damn.
It's like we forget because they're so big now.
Mm-hmm.
They're so huge
globally. Blown out of proportion now.
They're so huge that we forget how good. Like, it's not just hype. There's a reason why they're this popular.
And it's not. I think it's not only just their music. I think it's the way that the members.
It's the members too. Yeah,
their personalities.
Like, the music is good, and of course, like, you get to know the members when you, get a taste of their music. You want to kind of know more, and that's another thing that like sucks you in.
Right, and then I feel like even though they're so huge now, they're still so humble. Like, honestly, they're just not cocky or anything.
They just still act the same, I feel like, as they used to.
Because, like, even when we were watching G-Cook's show, remember when they were walking around freaking Dick's Sporting Goods and they're like, oh my God, they recognized us. We still got it.
We still got it.
I was like, what are you talking about? You guys are like
global
superstars.
You're the only ones that would ever get it, like, to be honest. Like,
right?
The fucking
so I'm just like,
nowhere.
They're still humble about it. So I'm like... I mean, that's a good thing for them.
It's good. And I guess for me, Jin is still my bias.
Yeah.
Hasn't changed since day one because he's
so
worldwide handsome, but he's funny as hell. Plays video games. He's just stupid funny,
he's so
too.
He's real, too, honestly.
And then the thing that has changed is my wrecker, I feel like. I felt like I didn't have a real wrecker.
No, yeah.
But, like, Jungkook has jumped up for me. So I'm a Jin Cook guy because... And then, like, I think I liked Tae before, mm-hmm. but then, like, Jungkook has jumped up because of not, like, not only because we've been watching G-Cook recently, which right. helps a lot.
I mean, because Tae's in that,
I love too. Fucking eating, and this man loves to cook and eat.
Yeah.
That's, like, one of my dreams. If I could, one of the things I would want to do or have is have Jungkook cook K-barbecue for me.
Yeah.
And I will just eat with him.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, like, his music, too, his solo stuff, and when he's promoting.
Right. It's my just favorite, actually.
So good. Like, I don't know. There's something about him, like, I understand why he's the golden mangne.
Mm-hmm.
The draw that he has and the music. Overall, that, yeah, like, there's just so many things that, like, yes, he's mm-hmm. definitely worthy of bias record status for me.
Right.
How about for you? What's going on? Number one.
So.
This number one spot that I know was probably Stray Kids.
It was.
Was is the key word.
The thing is, like, I kind of think that it interchanges between these two groups. So right now, currently, it's Boy Next Door mm-hmm. as my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I feel like I'm still kind of in that honeymoon phase with them, honestly. Like, I'm still getting to know. I mean, I have pretty much watched all.
Getting to know them.
I've watched
past
pretty,
that damn I know,
that's
phase.
A lie. I watched pretty much all their content already. But it was easy to catch up because it's only been, like, a year.
There's
since
there's Yeah, there's a little.
It's only a little bit. But as a whole, like, every single member, I like them. There's not one where I'd be like, if one of them asked me out, hypothetically, like...
Boy, we're going Delulu? I didn't even go Delulu on any of the girl groups.
I'm trying to explain myself. Why Stray Kids isn't number one right now.
Oh, my God. So you have to go Delulu mode. The switch has to turn on for you to for this to happen.
All six of the members, like, if they asked me out on a date or, like, to be their girlfriend or something, I would be okay saying yes to any of them. Because I am attracted to their personalities, like, each one of their personalities and the way that they look. For Stray Kids, there are some members. This sounds so shallow of me, but then there's just some members that I don't think I would mesh well with in real life, if you know what I mean. He knows who I'm talking
about. I know who
it
is. I know who you're talking about.
Moving on from that.
I mean, sure, that does make a difference, though. I get it.
Yeah, so, but, and I feel like it's hard for me for a group to be, I'm like, because I do have a bias in Boy Next Door, but then as a whole, like, I do really love every single member. Like, I would be okay pulling any of their cards kind of thing. But for, like, certain members, for, like, Stray Kids and BTS, it's like, not saying that I don't hate them. I mean, that I hate them, but it's just like, my bias is so strong in those groups that I would prefer them over everybody else, kind of
that,
thing.
That makes sense.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
I don't want to sound bad or like I'm not an OT then, stan. Like, I am an OT stan for both those
groups.
But like,
this
for
is
all
your
groups.
Reasoning to choose between the two because it's so close.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get it. Like, if it's that close of a, like, a run.
Boy Next Door, I do love all their music. They have such a small discography. They maybe have, like, 15
right now.
Songs
I mean, because it's
right
so
now.
Recent.
It's so,
that's
they're
pretty
so
good
new.
For their first year.
I know. And they have, I mean, like,
I'm
with
like,
their new
I'm
comeback.
I'm a blink. I'm crying already.
I know.
For what you have. What you have already.
I know. But yeah, so, like, I do really like their music and their sound as well. All their songs that have come out already, I enjoy. For Stray Kids, I know I'm, like, going back and forth between them. But then, like, the reason why I didn't put Stray Kids first right now is because some of their songs, I'm still kind of like, I have to, like,
it's
listen
like
to
half
it.
And half, like,
yeah.
Less than half. But,
right.
like, it's very close, right?
Yeah.
Where it's, like, you need a few listens to kind of get
right.
into it.
Exactly. And then, to be honest, like, Stray Kids, when I first got into them, they're not the type of music that I
oh, definitely.
Listen
they're
to
not,
ever.
They're not the style that you usually...
Absolutely not. Right. Like, I would not be okay. But then, like, because I got to know the members, I got to know how they are, I just, like... You just fall in love with them. And, like, anything
mm-hmm,
that they do now, any music that they put out, even if it's, like, not the best,
fully
I will
support, right?
support them 100%.
Exactly.
And I love their music.
I mean,
everything.
Is it safe to say they're number two right now?
Yes.
Because you're already, let's
yeah,
just
I'm
really
already
go
there.
Straight into it.
Yeah, they're number two. And Changbin is obviously my bias. He was not my bias.
He was not on your radar.
At all. Like, he was probably at the bottom of the list, to be honest.
But I feel like, you know what? You never had to explain yourself about this.
What?
Why? Why? How? Because it was Hyunjin, then all of a sudden, Changbin was just...
I think I did mention it before.
Well, if no one knew...
If no one knew the reason why Changbin became my bias, just like literally overnight. Overnight, like the next day.
Yes.
Was because I had a dream with him and it felt so real. And yes, I'll just leave it at
that. My gosh.
But see, that's how he became my bias. And then like ever since that dream... I just noticed him more when I was watching, like, the variety shows, when I watched their music videos. Like, my eyes were just drawn directly to him. Like, I didn't even see anybody else. It was just Changbin.
Well, good for Changbin.
Honestly, because I feel like he's the least popular member out of all of them. Yeah,
it kind of works in your favor, it too, does. For, like, merchandise and all that stuff.
Right, because no one wants him. How dare they? How dare I?
Good for
in
you.
The beginning.
You got fed well then. For the most part. More for you, if anything.
And then, yeah, Hyunjin is still second. He's still... And then, because it helps that my bias and record are literally husband and wife, too.
Officially.
Officially. They announced Officially it. They are. So, yeah, that helps a lot. I love them. But, yeah. And obviously, we've had so many, like, good interactions at their concerts.
Oh,
and
man.
That's
not
like,
even... That's like a whole...
That's a whole different
that's
thing.
That's a whole thing.
And
yeah,
it's just solidified everything about Stray Kids. Like, they will probably, like... My one and two spot, Boy Next Door and Stray Kids... Because, like, obviously, I've been into Stray Kids way longer than Boy Next Door. But, you know, just because I said... I'm in the honeymoon phase with Boy Next Door. But Stray Kids, I think, is still up the top, too. So, my one and two spot is the same. I think.
Okay. I mean, it makes
that's,
sense, right?
But that's no what I think. Because no I'm like, here. I can't put Boy Next Door over Stray Kids, like, after everything that I've had with them, you know. And I'm still keeping up to date. I'm still excited when they have comebacks and everything like that.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's totally fine. I get it. Yes. I get it. Because number two for me is Stray Kids. Honestly, it's just because I hear them a lot because through Haley.
Right.
You know, that also is a big dynamic, too, because depending on your spouse, significant other, or, like, your close friends, if they listen to a specific group, you might start getting into them, and that's kind of what happened.
Right.
So I got drawn in. I watched a lot of the shows, got to know them. I do like a lot of the members. Bang Chan is, like, my guy for me.
Yeah.
Thirst Trap-wise and Delulu-wise, because he's always throwing all those Delulu thirst traps.
Yeah. And his dad
even though
jokes.
He denies
he's
it,
so
he needs
funny.
To touch grass. But yeah, his dad jokes and everything.
All his pickup lines and
but
stuff
honestly,
like that.
Honestly, second for me is Changbin. But it's not like this. It's not because I had like a freaking wet dream like Haley or some shit. It's for other reasons. Because he's so funny and like loud. And he just feels like one of the bros. Like if
he's
I hung
so
out
funny.
With him. It'd be like hang out with like one of my friends. Like,
you would want to hang out with him, and his laugh.
Because you could
is
tease
so
him
contagious.
And make fun of him, but like he like reacts funny. Like he doesn't
right.
take it personally.
Like he'll sulk about it a little bit, but then
but
like,
that's what's
you know,
part of that's funny
right,
though.
Right? Because you want that reaction.
But he doesn't like he doesn't get mad or upset or anything. So it's like I like him a lot. Plus, like he works out and stuff, so that's cool. I appreciate the fact he's not super skinny. Like
anymore.
Right? Anymore. I mean, he used to be a stick before.
Right.
I don't know what the hell happened. He ate.
He wanted to beef up.
He wanted to get.
Basically.
He likes that diet. Whatever he's on, I want to be on that. But overall, like Stray Kids too. Like Haley said, like you know, it's not my like first choice of music style.
Right. No, not
but
at all.
I like some of the hard stuff too because I like a lot. Like some other rap and hip hop stuff.
I think when we saw them in concert. The music just hits differently,
oh, okay.
And if they're so hype, and then you love the song.
If we're talking about that now, like Haley hit it right on the spot. They have a live band. Mm-hmm. The music when it hits, even though they're playing songs that you're just like when you listen to it on your phone or on the radio, like whatever, you're just like, oh, it's whatever.
It
when
sounds like noise.
It goes so hard because of just the energy,
yeah.
The energy and just how
their stage presence.
They just how they perform. Oh, it's like it's chef's kiss to be honest.
They're
one of they're probably the top of like performance
yes,
groups for me.
I think so too.
Going
me
to
too.
A concert, K-pop concert. If you want to bring
the best.
If you want to bring someone. Who's never been to a K-pop concert,
bring
them to Stray Kids.
Yes.
Because they'll be like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like off the hook, like the energy. Plus, like we had really good seats before like they exploded.
Right. And then the thing,
the interactions
because of
and everything too.
Their members can like almost pretty much all speak English. I feel like
that
helps
a
lot
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Like, to
four,
be like
of the,
yeah.
four of them are pretty damn
fluent.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we got Felix and Bang Chan because they're from Australia. But
right.
Honestly, Soomin is like, he speaks fluent English,
oh,
for sure.
Oh, Han and Hyunjin are okay.
Han is like he went international school, right. But I feel like Hyunjin might even be better than Han now, to be honest.
Yeah, he's been practicing a lot.
So it's really like honestly that helps too, having English speakers. Like that's another dynamic we didn't even talk about. If we flip back to like NewJeans,
I know there's so many
NewJeans, Blackpink, like it's Twice that has the least amount from like my top groups.
Right.
But having English speaking members, oh shit, like it makes such a big difference. It's actually it's another part of that like puzzle that like adds to the dynamic and like why people like groups too. XG is up there because like they sing in English.
Right.
But it's like funny because like I think one of them only, I think Amaya is like one. The real fluent speaker. But yeah, I mean, overall, like I really like their title track. So for Back Door was.
Oh, ooh, yeah. That's
when I saw Back Door and I saw Bang Chan, I was like, damn, he looks like a cool anime protagonist.
He looked like Yuji.
He's like Yuji from like Jujutsu Kaisen, like with like the red pink hair kind of thing. So, yeah, I enjoy Stray Kids a lot. They're number two for sure.
It's just that they're blowing up right now and it makes me so sad.
Getting tickets is going to be the worst next year when they tour here.
I'm thankful that we saw them like 6 or 7 times before
so
they blew
close,
up.
So close, too. Like, those were the best barricade seats.
Did
like,
I even say who my bias was from Boy Next Door? I don't think
no,
I did.
No, Sungho.
Sungho is my bias from Boy Next Door. But my first one originally going into them was Jaehyun.
But he's your wrecker now,
right?
But
he is my wrecker, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Sorry, I didn't say it earlier.
So, there you go. I think you go number three, then.
Number three for me is BTS. Because, obviously, BTS is BTS, and they'll always have a spot in my top five.
Right. It's just like how Blackpink is for me,
They have a special place for me. I mean, I do know that I dropped off from them a little bit when they blew up. I feel like I tend to do that a lot. And I think that's what's happening with Stray Kids.
I kind of get it.
It's like I don't intentionally do it, but then because I know Stray Kids right now and like a lot of people that I know are getting into them and like they're obviously getting more popular, I kind of moved more to like the underdog group now. And I did that from BTS to Stray Kids and then Stray Kids to Boy Next Door.
Interesting.
I don't do it intentionally. I just feel like I want to support the other group more because those other groups are getting so much love already.
And you
want
to have better
more
chances
at
seeing them.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's what happened with those three.
And
in
BTS, I feel like probably nearly the same reason. It's just different group, different bias and different stuff for you.
Yeah, BTS, I have been with them since they debuted. And it was Jimin. Jimin was my bias, and he's always been my bias throughout the many years. Through all those years,
he's made it.
Still my bias. Like, nothing
it's
changed.
It's been fun seeing him on Jikook, to be honest, too. Like, with the whole show.
Yeah, nothing has changed. He's still my bias. My wrecker, getting into BTS, I didn't even have one. To be honest, it was just Jimin. Jimin and then the rest of them, basically. But then I think now it's safe to say that I think...
It has to be.
Jungkook is my...
Jikook right there.
Jungkook is my official record. It was Tae for a bit because I really loved V-min and their interactions. But I think Jikook is bias
it's
and record
strong,
now.
It's a strong ship, I feel like,
and then
especially
because,
after this show.
And then because, like, when Jungkook actually matured more, because, like, I had been following them when he was, like, still really, really young.
A child,
he looked like a freaking fetus. And then, like, when he grew up and looked like a man, was like, damn, actually.
Like, the radar went off for, like, so many people, I'm
sure.
Yeah,
but he didn't even surpass Jimin still. Because, like, Jimin was just, I don't know. Kept him
the whole
time.
Jungkook. And food?
Yeah.
It's chef's kiss, too. Like, that thing is amazing. Like, him with food. Plus, like, because Haley and I eat a lot. Like, Haley can't eat as much as me, obviously. Mm-hmm. But she likes her food.
Yes.
Haley enjoys her food.
And then also with BTS, because I had gotten into them when they debuted. So let me just say that their music before was not the best.
That was harder to listen to, right?
It was even hard for Joko to get into. And he's like,
if he heard that first.
He probably wouldn't have been able to get into them. But then because, like, the time they had changed their sound already, I think the way that their music is going now is a lot better, in my opinion. But when I hear those songs in concert, I get hyped.
No matter what, right? I feel like when you hear it...
Because I'm like, oh my god, like this was their first song kind of thing.
Like honestly, when we saw BTS and they're playing Wings, I was like, oh shit.
I know.
Spread
and like
my
Spring
Wings.
Day is like one of my favorites. I mean, this was like later on still too, but I'm talking about like No More Dream and Bulletproof.
Oh, Bulletproof
and stuff
like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
But yeah, moving, I think that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Oh, my turn then for number three.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is
Who
different.
Is it?
Here's a curveball
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, his is a curveball because he's not into like all my new good groups.
Epic High.
I mean,
they're
I get
a boy
it.
Group?
He loves them.
They're a boy group.
No,
right?
No, I said not a new good group.
No,
oh,
no, no.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but they're technically
I mean,
a boy
they're
group.
K hip hop,
but they're still a group.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider them K-pop, but yeah, they're still a group.
They're my boomer group right there.
I honestly love Epic High as well.
Like, honestly, personality-wise, like, I know I just... Like,
and they're so relatable. Because
they're relatable because of our age, I guess, close to our age.
And then also because,
how
like,
funny
Tablo
are.
Is freaking into anime, too.
I mean, that's true, too. I mean, mm-hmm. But that's not even, like, the whole gist of it. It's just I like the music. Their style of music.
They're so fucking
even
funny.
Even though I know it's, like, hip-hop and it's, like, different from mm-hmm. the usual stuff. That's like this, like there, especially like if you listen to the instrumental stuff, mm. that's almost the same type of tunes and like vibe
yeah.
that I listen to a lot in college.
Yeah, he loves their music. Like when I,
it's like underground hip hop rap and shit like that, and I love that in college.
Yeah, when I had him listen to them, he's like, "Why didn't we listen to them?"
And I know what the fuck. And look, their light stick is a middle finger.
I know.
It's hard to choose a bias, but I mean Tablo because I guess he's so active and he's a weeb too.
Yeah,
and it's
he'll
cool because
memes.
Because like watching them live, it's just fun because they don't give a shit. Like
they don't give a
he
fuck.
He's the one who speaks English though, yeah. So the other two don't. So it's kind of harder. That's why like Tablo,
but
it's like
he makes fun of them for not
he
speaking English.
Makes fun of them, makes fun of you, makes fun of the venue.
Yeah.
He like just shits on everything, and it's
yeah.
funny as hell. Because mm-hmm. It just like shows that you know they don't take things seriously,
nah.
but. They take their music seriously because their music is so good.
It's really good.
Their beats, the rhythm, like, mm-hmm. and just their performances. It's like going to an underground, like, rap,
yes.
hip-hop, like,
mm-hmm.
show. And it's just, it was so much fun when we went.
Right.
And I can't forget that. Plus, we got to meet them and talk to them. Literally, when we talked to them after we took, because you're supposed to take a picture, a group photo
uh-huh.
with, like, random people and then,
yeah.
and then the group.
Mm-hmm.
Then you walk away.
Yeah.
Like after we took the photo, we talked about Anime Expo with Tablo
right.
for like a couple minutes.
Yeah, I was like, "Are you going with Haru?" And he's like, "Yeah, you might see us there."
Like it was just funny because we're just talking about that and we're like talking about Chainsaw Man and
mm-hmm.
shit. But then we're like, "Fuck, we have to keep moving because
right.
other people waiting."
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like really like I like their personality obviously,
yes.
and it's like it's just funny because they're like. Tablo's a dad and stuff, but he's like a boomer.
He's in the north.
He's a boomer.
Of everything.
That's like. A gen, he's
gen
like a,
Z.
He's like an alpha almost.
Yeah, he is like an alpha. He knows all the memes.
Of,
he knows all the freaking
of his
slang.
Daughter, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Keeps him in the loop. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate like that. That's my number three group, to be honest, because I really like their music so much too.
So my number four group,
number four,
is another new group.
Oh,
so,
you
like,
don't
I
fucking say.
I really think that like my because like these. Like, Boy Next Door and my fourth group is ZB1. They didn't even exist when we did the other podcast. Like, when
no.
we went to Japan, they didn't exist because I can't buy photo cards of them.
Yeah,
they
that's
weren't
the crazy
even, they
part.
Didn't even debut. But then look how far, like, they've made it to my top spots. Yeah, so ZB1 is number four for me. I like all their music. So a lot of people would tease me and say that I'm a toxic Ricky stan when I which honestly when I first got it, I didn't even watch Boys Planet.
Yeah, you got into them because of Ricky.
I got into them
you like you saw this man
Ricky.
You're like, who is this man? I must know who he is right now.
When I saw this video of him from KCON last year at their meet and greet, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, literally,
he's like a fucking like
anime character,
like
who's like
cosplaying, yeah,
like one of those Chinese cosplayers that look fucking amazing and exactly like the character. So like that was the video I saw, and as soon as I saw that, I had to do all this research, and it was all on Ricky.
It's crazy because he like speaks English because he actually lived here
in
Orange
LA.
County.
Yeah, he did.
Like,
he went
what
to
the
Irvine.
Fuck? Like, so yeah, like it's cool too.
Right? Yeah. So my one of my other friends is actually telling me that I need to watch Boys Planet, and I think I will eventually make time to do that. Because
it's just like having to watch, you know, like even like we watched. Enhypen.
Yeah, we watched,
Into the Island.
Yeah, Enhypen, and then also for Stray Kids, we watched their survival
show.
We
went back to watch that one, but the one for Enhypen was cool because we watched it live.
While it was
happening.
Happened,
right.
Yeah, so like she's telling me that I do need to go back and watch that. The reason why I didn't is because ZB1 is technically a temporary group. So I didn't want to invest too much of my time and money into them, but
yeah, to be heartbroken.
To be heartbroken after 2.5 years when their contract ends. But I think I have like high hopes that they might keep them as a full group. And I think the members all want to be together because they
gotta
honestly, they
got to ride the high.
Yeah,
like,
I think so because they're doing so well. So like, I think I can give the time to them and watch their survival show. Because like, I do know all the members. I know like all their songs and everything. So, but initially it was Ricky that got me into them.
He was the gateway.
He was the gateway. Yeah, I just like
every
feel
group.
Like,
every group has a gateway.
I was gonna say for Stray Kids, it's definitely Felix as the gateway
right.
for a lot
it's,
of people.
For the most part, mm-hmm. yeah, there's always like a gateway.
Yeah. So
it's funny enough, like Momo was my gateway for Twice. Now she's like at the bottom for me.
Ricky is my bias, and I don't really think I have a record. I think I do like Zhang Hao, like sort of the two Chinese members in ZB1, but
what about Jaehyun's best friend?
Hanbin, he has shot up there also because I see so many interactions between
with
him and Jaehyun. They are BFFs.
Along with Sohee.
And then, yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's my number four.
Number four. I guess for me, it's hard to choose. Mm-hmm. Mine will be a lot more because like, I don't watch as much of this behind the scenes like content now. Mm-hmm. We're getting into the nitty gritty, like the mostly the music aspect, right? But recently, because we've been playing a lot of Rhythm Hive, and I know so much of their stuff. Mine is just all the other Hive boy groups. Like I feel like my number four is Seventeen and Hype and TXT. I like all of them.
What about Boy Next Door?
Boy Next Door too. You're right. It should be
I
there.
Feel
but
like
then
he was playing.
I know more music, and I enjoy like more music of like 17, especially.
Oh yeah, of course. Hypen, 17
and Hypen is like a different vibe from 17, but I really like their music. And TXT is like the more bubbly, like anime opening kind of music. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh man, like all of them are really, really good. And like with 17, like we watch some of their variety shows, and we kind of know. For the most part, most of the personalities,
right,
too.
Right, of course.
17 DK is my bias because he's fucking, he's a crackhead.
I love him.
He's so funny.
Funny.
He is like, so funny.
He's very just like crazy. Like any
but,
of
like,
those intrusive
too. He's
thoughts.
So extra.
Any of those intrusive thoughts, he will do it. He will act on anything that he's thinking about.
But then even like when he's just like touching something and like, you know, those things where they don't know what they're touching.
Yeah.
He just screams and he acts like a child basically.
Right, yeah.
My record is his enabler, and the other vocalist, Seungkwan.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much how it goes. And then if we're going to go with the other two, like, I guess I could go really quick. And Hypen, I love their music. Mm-hmm. But, we watch some
especially
of their shows, too.
Yeah. Oh, we did, yeah.
And we watched Into the Island.
Right, we voted for Jay to be in
she
that group.
She voted for Jay. I like Jake a lot.
Yes.
So Jake is my bias. Maybe it's because I have a thing for Aussies again.
I know, because he even chose Bang Chan as his bias.
That's true.
Too.
I didn't even fucking bring that up, but you're right. But Jake is there. My wrecker is probably Jay because he's funny too because he's so good. He gets so emotional and extra sometimes. But I think
he's
also
like the dad of the group,
he
I feel.
He is. I also like Hee-sung. Hee-sung, as much as I wish he was he should have been the leader. I feel like he would have been a really great leader.
Yeah.
Especially because he was like Gio. Like he's been training for a long ass time. He would have been great.
He's been in there.
And I also like Nikki a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. He had that growth spurt. That glow up.
He
TXT.
Did.
I should go TXT really quick,
TXT,
right?
Yeah.
TXT. I like Yeonjun. Who doesn't fucking like Yeonjun?
Yeonjun is also my bias.
He's everywhere, too. Like, he's going to be in that Runjin episode we'll talk about in our other episode when we watch
it. He is everywhere.
He was with Jenny.
Yeah.
Like, he has so many side quests. But he's really funny, too. Like, they're all funny. My record is probably, like, I like Bumgyu and I like Subin a lot, too.
Subin.
And then and if we're going Boy Next Door, my bias, I think, is Jaehyun. He's like mini Jungkook.
He is.
And then I like Lee Han because he's really weird, too. Just like, he reminds me of...
He's very
like,
quirky.
He reminds me of Haerin.
He does, actually. Both of
like,
them are
quiet,
very, very
quirky,
similar.
Quirky, funny in their own way.
But
so,
smart.
But they're
very,
far, yeah,
very
they're,
smart.
They're attentive and smart. But
very
they just
attentive.
Seem like they're very aloof. so that's me for the high boys.
For number four, right?
For number four. So I guess back to number five, the last spot. What would you say for you?
Mine would be Enhypen.
Okay.
Initially, I did forget about them, so I don't
know.
So
many,
there's so many good boy groups.
I feel like, is it Enhypen for sure, or is it like this one rotates?
This one does rotate. I put Enhypen there just because, like, we watched them from the beginning. We were there since their debut and everything like that. And I love all the music. I love the members. My bias from that is Jay. But the one that it interchanges a lot with is 17, TXT, TWS, another boy, like another fifth one gen, of
the, yeah.
Rise also. Love their music. Also, I'm going to go back and say SHINee. Okay. Also, because I fucking love Taemin still, and I love SHINee as a group.
Their music
still
is
too.
So good.
Yeah, like honestly, their music is just Replay is still one of my favorite songs from them.
Their music and their dancing, they're like the gen that, like, for Gen 2, because they're Gen 2, right?
Yeah.
They were ahead of their time, like, dance-wise, right. Choreography. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that were, like, the first ones I've noticed that were, like, clean.
Yes.
Like, before BTS, mm-hmm. right?
I'm also going to put Big Bang. I know there's only three there, but Big Bang will always have a place. That interchanges, I guess. Because, like, they were the ones that got me into K-pop those many years ago.
The real gateway to K-pop for me was
G-Dragon when he released his solo album. And then I got into Big Bang after that. Isn't that crazy? And then...
Time flies.
Who else? BAP, who also came back. And I was obsessed with them for so long. I was even more into them than BTS at some point. So, I mean, that's the five.
That's the five-ish. Yeah. The ish. I have a five-ish also. SHINee.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot.
Yes.
I like
Taemin
stuff, but
you
I
love
also...
Their music.
Oh, man. And they're dancing. Like, the choreo... Like, I still can't get over, like, the crazy robot transforming choreography for everybody.
Yes.
That song is so good, too.
My dad even loves that
song. It's so good. Like, mm-hmm. We watched a lot of stuff. I remember we watched a lot of stuff.
We did
too,
watch a lot of their
for
stuff.
For them. And I honestly like the members. I mean, rest in peace.
I know, of course.
But, like, overall, it's just, like, you know, it's they still are relevant
in
their
own
ways.
And they're so fucking funny, actually.
They're actually funny. Like,
they're really
Minho
funny.
And Ki are, like, husband and wife.
And Taemin.
Child is Taemin, basically.
They have to always... Ki always has to correct him when
Anyu feels like
English.
It's, like, their grandfather, like a hermit. Like, I don't even... But it's... Like,
he
and
is.
I mean, he's a
he was with
too.
Hoshi earlier.
Yeah, that's why.
When he's doing dance challenges.
It's just, like, so...
I love seeing him back, by the way, on
I know,
you.
I'm glad. Yeah. And his... Like, remember, it's crazy because, like, he has such a very unique voice.
He has a great voice,
but it's very unique.
Yeah, IU even said that she wanted his
right?
voice.
That blew my mind. She's
if
like...
she if was a male
she,
idol.
They had an interview... Like, you know, IU has her show, Palette,
mm-hmm.
when she interviews different artists. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you have to watch it if you haven't checked it out. Like, I love the 17 one, mm-hmm. the New Jeans. Mm-hmm. But when they did SHINee, man, she was complimenting Anyu a lot and was saying if she could have the voice of any male idol,
mm-hmm.
it would be his.
Yeah.
Like, that's huge.
Mm-hmm. I mean, his
coming
voice is
IU.
So unique.
And he has such
so,
a good voice.
Yeah, you can,
oh, shit.
You can recognize it.
But
right
yeah,
away.
Like overall, man, SHINee is so good. But okay, so SHINee is number five-ish
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because the other part of the ish
mm-hmm.
is Monsta X.
Hell, I love their music too, actually.
Where's my moon, my fellow moon babies? Like, for reals. Like,
their music is so good. Honestly, I still feel like they're underrated.
And it sucks already because, like, it's probably their
time.
Time already. Like,
yeah,
you know,
they're in the military.
I went to the military. I know Shonu's back, right? Or is he still there?
IM is back. I thought he had some, like, a showcase or something recently.
Well, I know IM went solo, but I don't know if he went to the military.
No,
yet,
no, he's not yet.
That's, like, yeah, so it's like that. But, like, man.
I know.
I wish they are under the radar.
They are.
And I wish they kind of got bigger. They never got that big.
No, they didn't. But their music is so
I mean, they're,
good.
Like, freaking... Jihoney is like BFFs with like with Jin and all that
right.
stuff from BTS.
Even
like,
Changbin.
And Changbin. Like, it's just like, I mean, it just sucks that they didn't get as much love
mm-hmm.
as they did. It sucks because I feel like, I don't know what happened, but like, they had amazing English comebacks.
Yes.
During like the pandemic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, I think also the pandemic ruined their tour, which was when they were going to perform
the English comebacks.
Songs,
yeah.
And when they had a comeback after the whole pandemic.
Everyone was into BTS.
Everyone's into BTS. And then they had a new comebacks that weren't fully English anymore.
Right.
But we missed like middle of the night.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, honestly, if they if the pandemic like ended earlier or like it was a different timing, like, oh man, people would have started hearing Monsta X and love the music.
Speaking of that, the pandemic also ruined Big Bang because they were supposed to have their comeback at Coachella 2020.
Oh, fuck.
And that never fucking
happened.
You know,
things could have turned out so
different. It could have been so different. Like, they could have still been four of them.
Oh man, it's just, you know, a lot of what ifs, yeah, and what, and a lot of what, like, stuff that did happen.
I know, crazy, like, right?
Because of the pandemic. I mean, that's probably where we could leave it off, right?
Yeah.
That's number
mm-hmm.
five. So, I mean, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was definitely different, and but shit, there was still a lot to talk about.
I know, I told him, I was like, I don't think we need any other topics, I think.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of you guys have your own things. If you want to, like, chat with us, like, mm-hmm. that's why we're here. We have the Permission to Stand podcast on Instagram, where you can send us DMs if you want to let us know, like, what groups did you, like, compare yourselves to, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. having the same bias, mm-hmm. same record, also, like, the same, like, order or
right,
number,
right,
like,
right.
who's your number one? Yeah, just let us know. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing that, you might as well just enter. Even if you're not an answer, you don't have to be a full answer to be signing up for the NMIX thing.
Right.
And same with Boy Next Door, too. Like, this is a good way to get in and try mm-hmm. out new groups. So,
right.
Don't forget to sign up for the giveaway if you are messaging us because of this episode. Mm-hmm. And if you're still here, thank you for tuning in and for, like, sticking with us. And I hope you enjoyed this while we're here, like, sipping on pina coladas and eating macadamia nut pancakes and eating
Misubis.
A lot of pork ribs and
yeah.
misubis mm-hmm. in Hawaii. So, yeah, sign up for that. You be entered for both of them if mm-hmm. you at least... You have to tell us for each one to
right.
be entered. It's like if you enter for the NMIX one, you're not automatically entered for Boy Next Door.
Right,
so
right.
If you want just two birds with one stone, you can send us one entry and talk mm-hmm. to us. And, yeah, I think that's mm-hmm. pretty much it.
Yes.
Haley, I really kind of did your whole spiel.
Yes.
So you want to do the ending?
Everybody take care, stay safe, and
as always, peace!
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.